This is a parole hearing for Larry Dobson, ADC 223383. Now, Mr. Dobson has waived his right to be present at this hearing, so we will not be speaking with him. Mr. Dobson is being heard for a 412A, which is general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. He became eligible for these on November 22nd, 2014. The board members conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable David Neal, and the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Dobson is serving, is currently 59 years old, serving 15 years for the crime of attempted molestation of a child, which is marked as dangerous crime against children. And he has a second count associated with this case number that is lifetime probation. These crimes occurred between June 13, 1988 and January 1st, 1990, when he was approximately 39 to 40 years old. He was convicted by plea on September 21st, 2007, and he was sentenced on November 5th, 2007. Mr. Dobson has no apparent criminal history. While he was in prison, he's had no major discipline violations, and his last discipline was September 14th, 2009, was a minor for refusing to program. He has appeared before the board before. This is his third hearing, and he has been denied the two prior occasions. There's a quite a packet of support letters in the information we have. However, they're dated from 2007. And there are no letters from the victim. There are no attendees here today and no victim representatives here either. Mr. Dobson has completed very limited programming while in prison. He's taking cultural diversity, thinking for change, and building maintenance course. This crime involves a long period of time during which he molested his own daughter, beginning when she was 10 years old. And this actually came became to light when his daughter, who is currently, or at the time in 2005, was in prison. And she revealed that this had happened, and that started the ball rolling, and that is why the sentencing was not until 2007 when the crime occurred in 1988. That should be noted for the record that there is a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated August 30th, 2018, offering their objection, stating that Mr. Dobson poses an extreme danger to the community and therefore should not be considered a candidate for early release. Based on all of this information, I am not seeing Mr. Dobson as a good candidate for parole, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. Seeing no input from fellow board members, I'm going to make a motion then that we deny 412A general parole, 411, which is absolute discharge or home arrest for Mr. Larry Dobson. And based on the date of the crime, I'm going to recommend that we request a set off of 1 year.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second, and Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. So the release type denied is 412A, 411, home arrest. Reasons for denial: series of deviant defense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim. She was 10 years old when the molestation started. Serious bodily injury. Victim harassment. Let me keep going here. He's been relatively, very good as far as institutional behavior. Not assaultive. I would say lack of programming. He's really only taken three programs. And no family community support system, since any letters and anything we have in support of him is from 2007. Those are the ones I am marking, unless board members have anything to add to that. Okay, so this concludes the hearing then for Mr. Larry Dobson, ADC 223383, and his parole has been denied.